Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I don't care about celebrities. Give me animals.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming, if you so choose, on our My Talk app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not conceding her race for Arizona governor, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Yeah, I'm out, guys. Good morning, Fluffy.
You ran a good race. You ran a good race, Bunny. Good morning.
Thank you, thank you. Good morning, Dom McClain.
Good morning.
And good morning to you. It's Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to American Enterprise Day. Ooh. Welcome to America Recycles Day. Welcome to Clean Out Your Damn Refrigerator Day. Welcome to Day of the Imprisoned Writer. Welcome to I Love to Write Day, whether you're imprisoned or not. Welcome to Little Red Wagon Day. Welcome to National Bundt Cake Day. Welcome to Entrepreneurs Day. Philanthropy Day. Raisin Bran Day. Mm. Spicy Hermit Cookie Day. Oh. I have no bloody clue what that is. Pack Your Mom's Lunch Day, Steve Irwin Day, and welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. Coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
It is your start to the day. That little jingle, that little swish of coffee. And this question, how the hell is your coffee, Alexis?
Yum, it's roasty, toasty, fine and cozy. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
Fine and cozy. It's like a Dr. Seuss book.
It's a warm hug.
Yes, it is.
Where's that Lorax when we need it?
Yes. Dawn McClain, how's your warm tea?
Oh, my tea is just great. It's just, when in the winter, you just have to have that hot beverage while you're driving in very That's carefully. Right. It just makes your day start out great.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jason.
Mine's cold.
Yours is cold.
But, hey, it starts off right, and the brown sugar syrup's back in. I have loads of appreciation for the men and women on the front lines at Starbucks. Thank you. Cheers, everybody.
Yeah, let's start the show. All is well. That cookie looks delicious, or sounds delicious. It's a spicy hermit cookie, soft and chewy, brown sugar and raisins, salt and spice. Oh, no.
You lost me at raisins, my friend.
Oh, that's right. You don't like raisins. Yeah, I love them in cookies. Yeah.
But I'm sorry. Please continue.
Nutmeg, cinnamon, cloves, and allspice. They're mostly in Canada, but I guess you can also add nuts and dates, too.
Okay. See, now we're getting a little bit too crazy.
Now it's a little nutty. Yeah.
Now the dates. Let's leave the dates out.
About
dates.
We can leave the raisin out, add nuts, subtract raisin and dates,
or
and add the nuts.
More nuts. Yes. Okay.
We'll do half with raisin, half nuts. How about that? And then some nut raisins.
Yeah, because I want it all.
Do you two enjoy the raisins and baked goods?
I love them. Yes.
No. They're disgusting.
Because sometimes I'll even pick, unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
An oatmeal raisin cookie over a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, Alexis.
Yes.
Oh, you two could not be more.
Done.
They are the worst cookie. They're the worst cookie. whether you're getting them from Cub for your coworkers, they're on a platter.
If you hate your coworkers, get them
you
oatmeal
get them
raisin.
Oatmeal raisin.
Oh no.
It's the worst cookie.
Worst
cookie. No.
Did your mom give you raisins as a snack ever?
Yes.
See, my mom did too, those little boxes of raisins, and I was so excited to dig those little raisins out.
And they all stick together, and some get a little hard on the outside. Oh, yes.
Well, that means they're stale.
I still buy those.
Those are the ones that were in the corner.
The corner hard raisins.
It's like baby.
Twitter us this morning, and well, is it shut down yet? Is Twitter on fire yet? Anyway, while it's still up, Twitter us. Do you enjoy the oatmeal raisin cookie? Are you with Dawn? Yes. Are you team Dawn and Alexis? Are you team Jason? I just think it's the work of the devil. I cannot stand them. The oatmeal part would be great. Like, if you could craft, like, an oatmeal peanut butter cookie, I'm down.
Oh, that's good, too.
I'm down. It's not the oatmeal that is highly offensive to me. It's those shriveled little things.
Those shriveled grapes?
Yeah, shriveled grapes, Dawn. I hate them. Ugh.
Is it too sweet?
Oh, yum.
Maybe, Dawn. Maybe. Oh. I just don't enjoy the taste. I don't. Again, the oatmeal, oof.
Do you like dried fruits in general?
It's so funny that, no, I do not.
Oh,
so I can't stand them. Mm.
I love them too, Dawn.
Oh, yep. No. And then they're in those bulk bins, you know, where you can scoop out your own yogurt.
Oh, my dad made a fruit dryer. And so we had fruit like dried. We had a bunch of trees like peaches and apples and strawberries, blueberries. Well, he didn't dry the blueberries. Those are too small. But yeah, he used to dry fruit.
Oh, and yum.
How does a fruit dryer work?
It's basically like a big box thing, and it has just trays that are have wire on them, and it's light bulbs really inside. And you just stick the pieces on there, and then wait a couple days, and then we would have those in the basement. My mom would jar them up.
Yes,
I'm a country kid. I mean, we didn't go to the grocery store very much. We ate school food that she'd bring home from the cafeteria.
Yeah. Yes.
That's where we got our new real nutrition. We had cows that we would butcher, and then we had the biggest garden ever. So there was a lot of canning and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, fun. I had that when I went over Betty and Earl's, because Papa Earl had a giant garden, and all my visual with him isn't dried fruits, but my visual with him is he loved a tomato sandwich. Fresh tomatoes from his garden.
Yes, there's nothing
sliced,
like it.
Salted and peppered on white bread. And he would make, he loved a tomato sandwich.
Yeah.
So, let's turn on air. Here we go.
You got mail.
Megan Lane, how about oatmeal chocolate chip cookies? Okay, replace raisins with chocolate. Sure.
Yeah. I think she's saying put chocolate chips and raisins in.
Oh.
Oatmeal chocolate chip.
Maybe.
Oh, no raisins?
She's replacing the raisins with chocolate chips. See, you're right. It's, again, the oatmeal's fine. But a lot of people are team Lex and Dawn. Christine Locke, team Lex and Dawn. Team Lee. Lee does the sweets. I like that name on Twitter. Team Oatmeal Raisin.
Yeah.
More people like it than dislike it. Look, a cookie's a cookie. You know, it's like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good. I'm still going to eat it. It's there in the tray.
I love crunchy cookies. Yes.
You
don't? Unless they're Biscoff or a shortbread cookie.
Some
Yeah. I love those Biscoff, those. When they bring those on the flight.
You feel like you've just won gold.
Absolutely.
Right?
I always ask for an extra. May I have an extra, please?
Oh, yeah.
They're so delicious.
We buy them.
Do you buy them?
I get extra points for my my mother-in-law because we send them to her.
Oh.
Not that there's a point system or anything, but we know that she loves them. So we send that to her. And then Lori emailed us. She says oatmeal raisin cookies from Pine Tree Apple Orchard. Best cookie ever. I couldn't agree more. It is delicious. That's another thing that we sent to mother-in-law, too. Those donuts and the rollovers. Oh,
my God.
Where's it at again,
Lex? I already got my pies for Thanksgiving from there.
Oh,
Pine Tree Apple Orchard. It's in White Bear Lake.
Okay.
Oh, I've been there, actually.
Oh, it's delightful.
I went there. I went there with my ex one year.
Oh, okay. Because he's from the area. That's right.
He's from the area.
Yep.
I think.
Oh, it's fun. We go a few times every year.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it closed for the season because of the snow?
No. Nope. It's open, I think.
They're making pies.
Oh, yeah. This is high time right now. We got the apple pies. They got pumpkin pie. Whole bunch of different things that are frozen, ready to go. Of course, apples ready.
Yeah.
So.
Did we go together, Lex?
I'm wondering if we did.
I think we did, actually.
I know we've talked about it because it is, one of my favorite places to go.
Yeah, and it would have been in your neck of the woods, so it would have made sense. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we don't have a lot of time, and I don't want to cheat Dawn because
we are.
Yeah, Because I talked about a good customer experience yesterday. Dawn has one today. We'll get to that on the other side of the break. So this will be quick in our remaining seconds here. One of our favorite drops that we do, you know, we have our characters. We have, you know, lip balm. We have a could be a crackhead. We have hey girl, hey, Ann Curry saying good morning to us 50 times. We have cornhole woman.
Stop it right now. We will stop this tournament. This is stupid.
Yeah. And another one that I know always makes the ladies laugh and you guys, the bat. When the bat gets loose in the house. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a bat. This one. Get it back. Get it back. Get it back out of the house.
That's right.
He's on me.
He's on me. Well, there's there's a viral video floating around and it caught my eye immediately because you won't believe the animal that got caught in a woman's house and they recorded it. A vulture. A giant vulture.
Where is this? South Africa?
No. I believe it's here in the States.
It could be here.
It could be. Yeah, it could be here. Take a listen. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Just stay.
I have no hold on it anymore.
You're good.
Wait on it.
Come on, buddy.
Let's call animal control. Vultures are protected.
Here it comes. It's coming out.
It can fly. It can fly.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Can you imagine?
I would not be in that room. I would call the bird people and say, come and get. I mean, I'm brave and I'll pick up any kind of thing, a snake, a mouse. But a vulture's too big. You can really get hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
It's even more terrifying than that. Really quick, and then we'll break. These two women. We're in there. It looks like an older house, like a real older house. They were hearing noises in their chimney.
Oh, the poor bird thing
was in the chimney and came down out of the chimney. And when it fell, that's when they're like, holy crap, it's a vulture.
It's the aviary Santa.
Yes, exactly. Ho, ho, ho.
They're giant.
Or giant animals.
I think wild turkey size.
Yeah, they aren't that big.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, anyway, when we come back, another good experience. Only good experiences here when we come back. Stay with us. Apologies to AAA movers. Got a couple air bubbles there as I was sucking down my coffee. Go call them. Let me give you a little bit of extra love. 612-588-MOVE or AAAMOVERS.com.
It happens.
It happens. I took a big swig right before, and I got a couple air bubbles, and I felt like I was either going to burp or something else, and I was afraid of the something else. So,
so are we.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, we were just waiting for the next hiccup, I'll be
honest. I know. Dawn was patiently waiting for the next one to come.
I had to put my head down out of the camera because I was laughing so hard. But honestly, AAA movers, they're great. I've used them a couple times.
Yes.
They roll out a red carpet for you.
They do. They took good care of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
We're so glad you're here. It is it's Tuesday, November 15th. Yesterday, I talked about a great experience with Blue Pearl Emergency Vets taking care of my boy Dex, whose foot is swollen like a cartoon character. Now we have another great customer service experience, right, Don?
That's right. I did something so stupid on Saturday night. I had just got done playing Pokemon with my friends at Mall of America for Community Day. So I was really into just being locked into my phone. I was organizing my Pokemon, trading them in, like just transferring them, like really enjoying myself. MC was gaming.
Folders within the app?
It's not folders. It's that you have to go through because your bag will become full and you can't carry anymore. So I want to eliminate so I don't have to spend more money in the app.
Oh.
So I'm deleting ones I don't need, basically, and turning them into candy. So that I can evolve other Pokemon.
Oh, I see. I did not know that was a thing.
Yes. Okay. So I haven't done that in like 2 years. So it was so fun to just organize all. And then MC is sitting there playing the new God of War game on PS5. And he's
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson. Rainn Wilson, Amor Tolls, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Having a grand old time. It's 9 p.m. My phone is running low on juice, so I go get the new battery, charging battery case that he got me for my birthday, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really great. It lasts like 2 days. It's wonderful.
Oh.
I've only used it once, okay? Just one other time. So I go to stick this in, and I missed the lightning port thing and bent it forward. Then I bent it back a little bit to get it in the right place. And I'm like, let's see if this works. I put it in, and it snapped off inside my phone. So now I have broken the brand new charging case that he got me, and the lightning port is stuck in there, so I can't charge my phone.
Wow.
Okay?
Fun times.
I'm so mad at myself. Do you want to get up on a Saturday night when you're comfy on the downstairs couch?
No.
Organizing your Pokemon to go to Target. I went to Target to go get one of those charging discs that you can just lay your phone down on, so at least I could charge my phone. And I'm like, oh God. And then we're looking at places where I can get it fixed, and I don't want to go to an outside party, like third party, even though they're authorized by Apple. I have a real paranoia that they're going to break my phone and go, sorry, you know.
I have the same thing.
So I'm like, I'm going to the Apple store. And I wasn't very nice to MC about it. I'm like, no, I'm just going to make an appointment. And then I remembered your nightmare story about sometimes at the Apple store, your appointment, it's not always a perfect, you know, experience where it's just like you're in and you're out, which isn't their fault. It's just the demand.
Nope.
Yeah. So I got online. The Apple website isn't great because it says, like, click here to make an appointment for the Genius Bar, which is where they repair things. It's called the Genius Bar. I click through. There's nothing on there that says, here's an appointment time. You can't do it yourself. I had to chat to someone. I'm like, this is the end of the world.
As we know it.
This gets better, right?
Yeah. So then,
this is a good experience.
But I'm like, I just want to make it. Like, I don't want to speak to even a chat bot. You know what I mean? I'm mad. It's 9 p.m.
Yeah.
So I got on there and I'm like, hey, Valerie, I would like to make an appointment to the, oh, I'm sorry, her name is Patricia. And it's like, Patricia is typing. And I'm like, why is this taking so long? So it was like a 10-minute experience just to make an appointment. Actually, the first guy was named Nick that I talked to. Finally, I got to Patricia and she did it. Made an appointment. I chose the Rosedale Center. And we went in and I'm like, oh, good. There's an H&M right across.
Yeah.
So we went in H&M. I got in, and then a guy came over right away named Ryan. He was really nice. And he goes, oh, yeah, I can get that out for you. He goes in the back, comes back like 2 minutes later. He goes, I just want to let you know that I noticed this is a third-party device that you use. We don't recommend that. And MC was like, I feel like I have to. I feel like I'm going to confession right now. And he goes, here you go. I got it out, though. And I go, okay, well, what's the charge? Oh, no charge.
Yes.
No charge.
That's fantastic.
The other place he looked up, it was going to be $125. No charge from the Apple store. They did it quick. I was thrilled. It was a great experience.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
They do treat you nice. They do take care of you. And
I've never had a problem really with my iPhone. So yeah, I've only just turned them in. I usually take good care of them except for whenever I drop them constantly. But other than that, I was like, oh my gosh, this was a smooth experience. And I thought it was going to cost me so much money, you know, but I returned the charging thing to Target, didn't pay any money. All is good in the world. I know it's a first world problem.
No, but it's a good experience.
I had a great experience with Apple.
Yep.
Yes.
So thank you, Apple. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan, at Rosedale Center.
You're the best, Ryan. When we come back, some big stories of the day. The passing of a soap opera legend and Jay Leno. Oof. Next.
Now the big deal.
Stupendous.
It's massive.
It's so big you wouldn't even believe it.
This is huge news.
What's so big about it?
Well, a lot of things. A lot of news. Welcome back. The big stories of the day. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. First up, this happened yesterday afternoon. Jay Leno was in one of his garages in Burbank. You know, if you don't know, Jay collects classic cars, has for years. He collects classic cars and denim shirts. That's the two things he collects.
And quite a collection. That garage of his is ginormous.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think it's plural. I think he has multiple garages.
It's like that Mavis like makes him. Different. Yeah. It's really, really big. If you remember seeing like a Cribs or I don't know if he was on Cribs.
Where did we see that?
Where did we see
his
that?
Own show. His own show. Sure. Jay Leno's Garage.
Oh, yes, yeah. That's right. Okay. Yeah. I feel show. Like we met him. We met it before somewhere else. But yeah. Yes, even
perhaps.
It's just like, yeah, gigantic and like multi-leveled.
Well, I guess he was working on one of the cars and some gasoline or something caught fire and burned a side of his face. Now it sounds horrific and it is, but he released a statement. They took him to the burn center. He had to cancel a gig. He said he's fine to the point where he said it's going to take a couple weeks to get back into shape. So look, a burn is a burn is a burn, especially on your face.
Oh, ouch.
But it didn't get his eyes, didn't get his nose, ears. So he's fine in that arena, which he's very lucky.
Yes.
Very lucky. But I mean, when you see the headline that Jay Leno burned, I saw that.
Serious burns
over, you know, TMZ has a way of doing some great clickbait. Can't shame him for
you
that.
You think, what's the big deal? But then,
you click on it and I'm like, oh my God.
You hear gasoline fire. You're like, whoa, what is that?
Poor guy. So, but it looks like he's going to be great. He's going to be good. And he's such a workaholic that I did giggle about. He's such a workaholic that I love that in all of the stories, they did list that he had to cancel a gig. He works.
Yeah.
He works so much. He's on the road all the time. Never stops and has never stopped.
He's 72 years old, too.
What?
Yeah.
72. And not that that's like elderly, but you know,
and I still
had no idea.
Has never spent a dime of his Tonight Show money. Can you believe that?
Wow.
He has never touched a dime of his Tonight Show money.
Oh my word.
He lives off touring money that he, I mean, he toured all through his tenure as host of the Tonight Show.
Yep.
So
unbelievable.
Famously never had an agent. He had one at the beginning of his career who was a disaster depicted in the movie Late Night, The Late Shift on HBO.
Yeah.
She was a maniac. But then he represented himself with NBC. He didn't feel the need to have somebody in between. I think he eventually had some person, but he has never had a big team around him. So. Anyway, good luck, Jay.
No kids. He's
Just him and Mavis.
Just him and Mavis. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, I've gotten. You know what's funny is I'm a Letterman guy. Everyone knows if you listen to the show. I've gotten to really. We laugh that Jay basically is a part of the Jason show because Jay does a talk show for Fox, or he does a game show rather. Jay Leno. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you bet your life.
Okay.
He does it with Kevin Eubanks.
Oh.
And
gosh.
It's a Fox show for daytime that he's on the show like every other month. We do.
Oh,
so he's literally, I interview him once, and this is no joke, probably once every 6 weeks. Jay's on to talk about.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
Oh yeah. So Jeff and I, Ted, we always write that he's basically an employee. Like he basically... And over this time, he's a really good guy. And, and you know, even me being a Letterman guy, I've really appreciated Jay
you
over
can
the
like
last.
Both. It's okay.
I can like two things. Can that those two things can exist at the same time. Yeah, it's a great story. So we wish you the best, Jay.
Oh,
we wish you the best.
Yes.
This broke like at the end of our show. I teased a soap opera icon passed away. Who died? Gone.
Jennifer Aniston's dad, John Aniston, he was on Days of Our Lives for years and years, a soap opera legend. He played Victor Kiriakis. Of course, you know, more importantly, he was a dad, 89 years old.
Oh.
And Jennifer Aniston made a statement. He died on 11/11. And she said, "Sweet Papa John Anthony Aniston, you were one of the most beautiful humans I ever knew. I'm so grateful that you went soaring into the heavens in peace and without pain, and on 11/11, no less. You always had perfect timing. That number will forever hold an even greater meaning for me now. I love you till the end of time." And then she said, "Don't forget to visit." And then it's like pictures of her on her Instagram with him when she's a baby and all kinds of great photos.
Dawn, you're a Days girl, right? Mm-hmm. You grew up with Days?
Yes, yes.
And he was on Days right to the end, right? Am I right on that? Because, you know, it's over on Peacock
now. I think
so,
yeah, yeah. I mean, they went through...
I think he was still on.
Yeah, I mean, they never had a replacement Victor Kiriakis. Oh, yeah. He was always Victor.
His final episode will air December 26th.
Holy crap!
Right. And now it's just streaming, right?
It's on Peacock, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But that's great. I love that soap operas aren't, like, that one in particular isn't just going to go away, you know?
Yeah.
I know. I don't watch it, but I want a place for it to live on and on, you know?
Just to know the comfort of that at least something's happening.
Yeah.
And they replaced it with a stupid newscast. Look, and I'm in the news, you know, I'm not anymore, but I'm in a building that does news. They did, like, they replaced it, and it's cheap. I get it. You don't need to, I know why.
Yeah.
But really? You replaced it with a newscast? I don't know. But maybe, maybe the numbers, I haven't seen. I should look that up. Yeah. I got to look that up. I wonder what the streaming numbers are like for Days of Our Lives now that it exists. Maybe it's going to be better. You know, maybe it's maybe that's where it belongs in this era.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, because this
you
is can't, the...
Yeah, I mean, unless you, like, let's say you don't have a DVR or something, you would have to watch it live. I used to schedule my college classes around it.
You said that.
Yeah. me and my friend Jeff.
By the way, this is the 18-minute long version of the Days of Our Lives theme song. I didn't even know this existed, but yeah, this is it's actually almost 4 minutes long.
He received a Emmy for Lifetime Achievement this past year.
Oh.
So...
Well, he deserved it. He should have gotten it a couple decades ago.
Yeah. Days of Our Lives made a statement, just really nice, that he was one of the best, kind, smart, with an incredibly incredibly talented. And, he'll forever be our Victor Kiriakis, forever in our hearts.
Staffer,
so
for
good.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, 89 years. You can't, I mean, that's when you're like, okay, give me the receipt, give me the check, I'll pay it. Mm-hmm. Here's a good tip. That's a good ride. That's a really good ride right there. So,
yes.
Speaking of soap operas and TV, in our little minutes here, not much to say, but it is a big deal. The ratings for Yellowstone are out.
Oh,
kill it! Yeah, they killed it. And the minute I clicked on the wrong thing, and it left me here. It is still the number one show in the country, and
12.1 million viewers.
Thank you. That's what I thought.
Wow. Yeah.
Broke records.
Do we need to be watching this show, you guys?
I feel like it. I mean,
I do too. Now.
I feel like right. And once I get past The Walking Dead,
yeah, right. I might go back because again, every member of Colin's family watches this show. My talkers, okay, let's do this. We have like 2 minutes left. We need a Yellowstone fan.
Yeah, why should we be watching this?
We need a used car salesman-esque pitch. We need somebody that loves the show, like really loves it. Call us right now, 651-641-1071.
Yeah.
You need to act like you are the publicist for the show.
And you only have a minute.
You have a minute. That's it. Well, that's good, though. That's good, though. I mean, that's, you know,
yeah,
just keep it concise.
Is it just the ultimate get off my land type of show?
Well, I think it's very rugged. So you're going to get I think the secret to the sauce is it's a rugged show. It's a manly show. It seems patriotic, which is really in right. No, I don't think so. But it's very... Like, if Montana was a TV show, this would be it. And this is in fashion right now. The you know, the the manly man and the, I think that's why you get the men with that formula and you get the women, I don't mean to stereotype, but you know, you get the women because of the soap aspect of it. I don't know. That's my, my theory.
Our minds are filled.
Yes. We have Kathleen on line one. Hi, Kathleen. Here's your chance to turn us on to Yellowstone.
I think it goes beyond the characters and how sexy and rough and tough they are. Ooh. I think it plays to what's actually happening in Montana in real life, what they're dealing with.
Okay.
Which is what?
Oh.
The politics with the building, the expansion, it becoming the playground for Hollywood and the East Coasters and the West Coasters.
Oh.
And the concern of what happened in Colorado is going to happen in Montana. What's happening in Washington.
Oh.
Excuse me, I'm out of breath. I just came from the gym.
Oh, look at you.
There's parts of the West Coast states that want to break in half because of expansion and taxes. And Yellowstone plays to that. It's unfolding in real life.
Wow. I've never heard that that's one of the reasons to watch. That intrigues us.
Absolutely. John Dutton's election is a huge part of why I watch it and what he's dealing with.
And we need to start from the beginning, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
Okay.
Start from the beginning and watch the politics and the lifestyles and the contrast between the coast and Montana play out.
Oh,
got it.
I had no idea it had anything to do with the coast.
Yeah.
But it's not. But is it? Let me ask. I know we're running over, but because it, but it's not. Is it preachy? You know, because people don't like that on the other side. You know what I mean? So I'm just wondering if you are. If you are a blue stater, are you going to be, you know what I mean? Is it going to be preachy and feel like it's
not at all? It plays more to lifestyles than anything else.
Okay.
And there's wrongdoing on both sides.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm intrigued. Thank you. Yeah. You did a great job.
Thanks,
You're
Kathleen.
Hired as publicist.
Bye.
Yes. Bye, sweetie.
Thank you. Okay, we got to start this.
Yeah, I might
at least
go back.
One of us, right? Because how many did you watch before you ditched?
Like four.
I know Lori loves it. Lori and Julia both, I believe.
Yeah. Andy Cohen has a, I think, a surprising reaction to Bethany Frankel's new podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. And some Giselle news. Dawn has a tracker on Giselle, so we're keeping up with Giselle when we come back. You know, welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment. Everything Birkenstocks. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Don't forget, the newest episode of Two Fairy Godfathers dropped last night. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. Going to Disney is more complicated than ever. And in this episode, we're going back to basics. It's everything you need to know about the line-skipping app Disney Genie Plus. Is it worth it? How do you buy it? How do you use it? How do we take the most advantage of it? That's why we call it playing the game. Mm. Everything you need to know is in this episode. It's a must listen to before your first or 70th trip to Disney World. It's available right now. Go download that. And thanks in advance for the 5-star reviews. It matters. Thank you. Yes.
And thank you for the emails. Misty emailed us. She said, talking about Yellowstone.
Mm,
yeah.
She was talking about that. And an awesome My Talker called and told us why to watch it. Misty also says it's an amazing show. The family drama is huge. And Rachel says that she's been avoiding it for the same reasons that we have been avoiding it.
Yeah.
And she says the caller just convinced her to watch. Just like us.
I think I am going to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least I'll give it a go. Later.
Exactly. We're so glad you're here. Let's move on from Yellowstone to Bethany Frankel. She launched her, speaking of podcasts, she watched her rewatch podcast called Rewives, where she watches the old episodes of Housewives with a guest and analyzes it. Andy Cohen was asked about it, Lex, right?
Yeah. You know, she's left the show twice now. So yes. I think, you know, I guess I always thought that they were kind of still best friends and that they probably talked about a lot of different projects and things. I don't know if best friend is even the way to describe them at all from the get. But regardless, Andy Cohen was asked about her new podcast, and he says that he was surprised
about
to hear that she launched a podcast at all. And that he says, you know, again, like, it's good for you. It's good for us. The more Housewives podcasts, the better. So he's happy for the publicity. He's not going to turn it down. So I guess he'll be listening and maybe respond on his own podcast. But I would think that that would be something that she'd at least maybe have a conversation with him. But I guess she doesn't need to do that.
Huh. No. But
I wonder what that really means, surprised.
Yeah.
It's like when someone says something is interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
Or,
he says, I was
or
really
everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Which never means fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised by his surprise.
Right.
Only because we can say we know. They are still friends. Like, out of everybody, I think Bethany talks to him kind of on the regular. She just posted a really cute Instagram video where she called him about a cookie or something. And then it was on her Instagram. This was within a month ago. And she openly, because I do listen to her podcast, the Just Be podcast. She talks about Andy with some frequency. So they are in contact. Oh, I know. She just talked to him. They gossip. She said, Andy and her kept texting back and forth during BravoCon weekend.
Oh, okay.
Like giving each other the dish. Yeah. So that's why I'm surprised. But maybe
I'm surprised that you're surprised. That you're surprised.
My only theory is maybe contractually, Bethany couldn't because Andy works for Sirius XM. He just signed a huge new deal, by the way. Another little headline of entertainment. He just signed a new deal to expand and now do a daily show on his Radio Andy channel. But so he works for SiriusXM. Bethany's podcast is with a competing radio group.
Right. Oh,
okay.
It's probably like she wants to do it before, like at least get it in before he can do his own thing.
Yeah. I mean, they're friends, but you can still be competitive.
Absolutely. Still,
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Why, whenever I turn into MC has Sirius in his truck, why, when I turn into Howard Stern, why are the fans so mad about Andy Cohen having a daily podcast? They really hate it. They're mad.
That's funny.
I don't know.
I think what happened was, Lex, I don't know if you heard this episode. What happened was the new bigwig at SiriusXM did like a meeting or something. I don't know if it was broadcasted to the staff.
Yeah,
but
so work meeting with all of the people there.
Yeah.
Talk about what's going on at Sirius.
And she had a camera, obviously, in her office.
Okay.
And the shot was framed. Lex, you heard this episode?
Oh, I did, yes.
The shot was framed.
It's a picture of Andy Cohen behind her.
Behind her. Not Howard. It was a picture of Andy. And it was a huge bit on Howard Howard was mad that he's the one that built Sirius, which he's right. I mean, look, you can't deny that man built that company.
Andy would say that too.
Andy did say it. But yeah, so that's why the fans, I think, are jokingly.
Yeah, Marianne went on and she was just like, how did she have a picture of Andy? The way she does.
I don't think Marianne from Brooklyn likes Andy to begin with.
All I need is Jason. Love you.
Love you too, Marianne. But yeah, that's where that comes from.
I see. Thank you.
Yeah. Do we have time? I don't want to shortchange it. What's Giselle up to?
We have time.
Okay, perfect.
This is fine. I can do this. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
So she went to, this is not the first time she's been to Costa Rica with her jiu-jitsu teacher, Joaquin Valente. This is her jiu-jitsu teacher and her children as well. She brought her son Benjamin for lessons, and then she decided to take lessons herself. They have brought him on trips before with the whole family just so that they can continue their lessons. about five different times, but now she's gone without Tom, obviously.
Obviously.
And then I'm reading articles about her talking about this guy. And then there's photos of her, like, sparring with him and rolling around on the ground, putting in a figure four leg lock. It looks like it looks like there's some sexy photos of them together when she posted. There was a sexy shoot for Dust magazine that she did with him talking about jujitsu. But they're like in close fighting. She's just has an open top with a bra. They look cozy. I think maybe she's just doing it to bug Tom. I don't think that they're together yet, but maybe they will be. Because the article is her just going on and on about how wonderful he is. And I'm like, ooh.
It's her version of the revenge dress, maybe.
Yeah.
The jiu-jitsu teacher. Hello.
He's not a bad looking guy.
Well, when we come back, more fun after this.